This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Israel pressed ahead with its offensive in southern Lebanon today. Ground troops, backed by artillery and airstrikes, battled Hezbollah guerrillas in several villages. And Hezbollah fired more than 200 rockets into northern Israel, killing one civilian. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert told journalists today the operation in Lebanon will continue until an international force is deployed to disarm Hezbollah. Coming up, we'll talk about U.S. policy in the Middle East with Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns. First, to NPR's Eric Westervelt, who's been monitoring the ground fighting from Israel's northern border. Eric, today the North saw one of the biggest rocket barrages of the war. Where did Hezbollah's rockets hit, and what kind of damage did they cause?
That's right. Police confirm Hezbollah fired more than 200 rockets all across northern Israel, the most in one day so far. One man was killed as he rode his bike, apparently toward a bomb shelter on a kibbutz near the coastal resort city of Nahariya. 21 other Israelis were wounded in separate rocket strikes. Most of those injured, medical authorities here say, suffered light to moderate wounds. I drove past several fields and farms across the northern Galilee today that were on fire from the Hezbollah rockets. A few struck the Israeli city of Beit She'an, some 45 miles from the Lebanese border, and at least one struck inside the Palestinian territory in the northern West Bank. Those were the furthest south Hezbollah rockets have landed. Hezbollah said on its Lebanese-based TV station, Al Manar, that those rockets were longer-range Khaibar-1 rockets. Israel believes those were supplied by Iran.
And with this latest barrage, what are Israeli commanders saying now about the chances of eliminating this threat?
Right. This heavy rocket fire comes after a bold Israeli overnight commando raid deep into northern Lebanon, and after some generals had said they'd believe they'd significantly reduced Hezbollah's fighting capabilities after 3 weeks of war. But some commanders in the north today reiterated that they think it's simply impossible to fully stop the rocket fire. Commanders and officers here say these rockets are fired from small and often mobile launchers. Some of them are on trucks and are easily hidden in farm fields and elsewhere throughout South Lebanon's hilly terrain. So they're starting to say you can reduce the threat, but you cannot eliminate it.
Well, one of the ways Israel is trying to reduce the rocket attacks is by expanding its ground offensive in southern Lebanon. What can you tell us about today's fighting?
Well, there was new fighting today in at least half a dozen villages, most of them very near the Israel-Lebanon border. There was new ground combat in Taibe, Ait el-Shab, the army says, and in Bint Jebel. That's a city just a few miles from the Israeli border where 8 Israeli soldiers were killed there last week in intense fighting. And tonight we spoke with Brigadier General Guy Zur, a deputy commander of a mechanized infantry division that's currently fighting in the south. He told us Israeli forces now control, in his words, 25% of South Lebanon from the Litani River south and from the eastern border to the sea. But he concedes his definition of control is fluid right now. His forces are still fighting inside that area, still facing mortar fire, sniper fire, and anti-tank rockets. He told us the army is prepared to push the fight deeper into Lebanon as needed. And he said they've already de facto created a 4-mile-wide security zone along the border and destroyed key Hezbollah positions that Hezbollah carefully built up over the last 6 years. But again, they're still fighting inside the security zone he was talking about. So despite the army's upbeat assessment, Michelle, they still have a long way to go to achieve their stated goal of crippling Hezbollah militarily.
Eric, thank you, and take care.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Eric Westervelt joining us from Israel's northern border with Lebanon.